This is Ozarks at Large. As we head into a second week of school, we're checking in with parents and their students to see how the first week went for them. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with two families, one who chose in-person learning and another who went with the virtual option.
After going back and forth about whether to send her son back to school in person, Yanni Lucas says she breathed a sigh of relief Wednesday afternoon.
Basically, I was so fearful. I was so afraid. I cried. I dropped him off at school. And then when I picked him up at 3 o'clock on the first day, he was beaming from ear to ear saying, "Mommy, I had the best day." And all the stress went away in that moment, you know, repeat cycle the next day. But in that moment, I felt like I had done the right thing by him, because that was the happiest. Like, he's happy, but that was excitement.
Lucas's son is a first grader at Greenland Elementary School.
What do you go by?
Benjamin Donald. I go by Jake.
And while the first day of school went smoothly, Lucas says she would have liked to have better communication from the school district ahead of time.
I know it's really hard. There's a lot of moving pieces. But it seemed like they did not provide enough information, even precursor information, to be like, "Hey, coming soon, we're going to give you these steps." And they ended up launching a new website 5 days before delayed school was supposed to start. And that caused a lot of difficulties, because I was trying to download forms, find out what was going on, and even their Facebook posts weren't current. So that was very difficult for me as a parent to even know what was going on.
3 days before school started, Lucas was able to connect with Jake's teacher using an app, but he didn't find out where his classroom was until they got there on the first day.
Having him go back to school also made me think about it harder and think about what other people are having to go through, what other families are having to go through, what that means to the teachers, to the principals, to every single person, to the economy even.
Lucas says she has to check Jake's temperature every morning before school. He has to wear a mask as soon as he gets out of the car when she drops him off, and parents aren't allowed inside the building. Teachers have also made changes in their classrooms.
How are your seats?
My seats?
Mm-hmm. Are they spread out?
Yeah, they're separate.
So you're sitting far away from all your classmates?
Yeah.
Jake says they're also doing a lot more work on their computers.
Is it all on the computer, baby? Or do y'all do any writing?
All on the computer.
Math on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Reading?
Mm-hmm.
Letters?
Mm-hmm.
What about coloring?
Mm-mm.
What I've gathered, put together, is that the idea behind them learning so much on the computers in the classroom is in the event that a family member gets sick, the child gets sick, the teacher gets sick, or school closes, they can continue the same studies they were doing, so at least there's some continuity there.
And instead of having students go through the building to their art and music classes, those teachers come to them.
Hey, Jake, do you go to music class and art class?
Mm-hmm.
So you leave your classroom and go there?
When I'm in first grade, I don't.
You don't? Keep.
Only in PE we get to go there, because she can't bring the whole PE class on.
Lunch is a bit different, too. Jake says they get to eat in their classrooms, which is something they only did once a week before the pandemic.
Usually it's something you do every fun Friday, usually.
They do get to go outside for recess, but Jake says the playground is broken up into multiple sections to keep students with their group. So each day, they rotate to a different part of the play area.
Today, I was in the front one. Yesterday, I was in the very back.
Lucas says sending Jake back to in-person learning was not an easy decision. While part of her income comes from work she can do at home, going to her second job is a lot easier with her son being able to go to school. But there were other reasons, too.
There was a lot of pressure from the family, and not in a bad way, just the idea that there are needs that I can't meet despite trying to schedule play dates or walks in the park and get his social needs met in some capacity while he was at home with me. It's not the same. His favorite thing is getting to see his friends. He kept talking about all the kids, like the kids from his kindergarten class that were in his first grade class. And, you know, needs that I can't meet are getting met.
And as long as everyone takes the proper precautions, like wearing masks and social distancing, Lucas believes the places that are good for Jake will be able to stay open.
And so that's just what we're trying to do is balance that. Do I think come October, they're probably going to close schools down again? Absolutely. And so there was the argument made also to let him go while he can.
Meanwhile, about half an hour north of Greenland, Mom Annie Clapper decided to have her daughter Hazel learn virtually.
It was a complicated decision, as it was for, I don't know anyone who had an easy choice. It's not an easy choice. I have so much empathy for every decision that that any other parents made, because it's a tough choice this year. For us, my husband and I both can work from home, and we are able to do it, so we did. I feel like that would allow for other kids to have a place in a classroom where there's more space, more social distance. And I that was the main sort of driving factor. We could, so we did.
Hazel is a first grader at Apple Glen Elementary in Bentonville.
Well, I like it, and there's two different apps I use for school, Seesaw and Google Classroom.
Right, because, well, we've had some issues with Seesaw this week. It kind of crashed for a little bit. So we had some music and PE and what was the other one?
Art.
Art. Okay, so you have music and PE and art, and then we had issues, and now we're figuring it out. I think it's going to be a learning curve.
Hazel's virtual classes take place on Google Classroom, and she turns in her assignments using a program called Seesaw. Clapper says the arrangement is a lot more interactive than she thought it would be.
It's so wonderful to hear the teacher connecting with every kid and getting to know them even virtually, like their personalities. And she noticed that Hazel had cast pretty quickly and that she'd broken her arm, and she was asking about that. It was really cool that we can do this virtually.
And Clapper, who runs her own baking business, adds, it's been fun watching her daughter learn.
I think my favorite thing this week is getting to hear what they're doing. It's really fun. I'll be making bread, and then I hear them talking about, today they were talking about responsibility and taking responsibility for your actions, which I feel like we could all use a refresher on. I don't know anybody who doesn't need help with that, and that was fun to listen to.
Plus, if Hazel gets through all her assignments quickly, she can be done with school as early as 1 o'clock.
You know, Hazel, for a first grader, Hazel's pretty independent. So the first day I kind of planned on not working much and helping a lot, and it was pretty smooth sailing for us. I feel like we were pretty lucky. Our teacher seems to be very tech savvy and capable of, like, not only putting together an easy to learn situation for the kids, but then navigating the kids' technical difficulties without a lot of parental intervention, which is very nice.
And Clapper says the kids are tech savvy too.
We sort of deliberately don't use technology a ton with the kids. And we, at first, we were like, oh, is that a bad choice? Is she going to be behind? But they pick it up instantly. I mean, instantly. There were a few kids on the call that were helping troubleshoot. We were having trouble with one of the meetings today, and one of the kids hopped on and said, oh, you just need to click on this button. And it was really, really cool.
After 5 days of virtual school, this is how Hazel and her mom summed up the experience so far.
How would you say it went for the first week of school?
Good. It's been nice to have her home, have her working on fun stuff that I didn't have to orchestrate. That's very beneficial to her.
And here's Jake's take on his first few days of school.
Are you looking forward to the rest of the year?
No, I didn't even go to school. I tricked you with a robot.
So you were a robot at school?
For Ozarks at Large, this is a fully human, not robot, Zuzana Sitek.